Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Free Palmer 89.5 KVRF presents Dog Talk Radio, hosted by Robert and Michelle Forto. On Dog Talk Radio, we do just that. Talk dogs. Everything from introducing a new puppy into your home to the health and welfare of your canine senior citizen and all points in between. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Dog Talk Radio here on KVRF. Sitting beside me is the host of the show. Her name is Michelle Forto. She is the lead trainer at Alaska Dog Works. She works with service dogs, therapy dogs, camp works dogs, and more. Michelle, how's it going?
It's going well. It's turned out to be a beautiful day here in Palmer and the Matsu Valley. I know that we were on for the out-of-town Mike this morning on Mike and Friends, and we discussed the weather and salmon fishing, as well as food carts. The Friday flings here in Palmer are in full swing, and I'm looking forward to seeing more people out and about with their dogs.
It is a beautiful day outside in Palmer, about 80 plus degrees, pretty hot for this time of year and pretty hot for those dogs out there, so be careful with them and make sure that they have plenty of shade and water, no matter if they are house dogs or not. Dogs need ample hydration and shade. Michelle?
Yes, and I was just mentioning that it is perfect ice cream weather, and that does mean that your dog could have a treat as well. One of the favorites of our dog lot is a simple Otter Pop. Do you remember Otter Pops?
Yes, I do.
Otter Pops are those funky little things that you get at the grocery store that you freeze, and basically it's like Kool-Aid in a plastic wrapper. Our dogs like those a lot. So on today's show, we're going to discuss our tips and tricks. I mentioned it last week. It is something that we are going to do on every show. And this week's tips and tricks, we're going to do two. Definition of dog training. I get that question a lot. What is my definition of dog training as a dog trainer? It's simple. Control for you and routine for your dog. Basically, what that means is once you develop a routine with your dog and let him know that you're the one in charge, you're able to establish control. It doesn't mean manhandling your dog. It just basically means that if you have developed a relationship with your dog and bonding, that you will be able to control your dog, he will enjoy the routine that you have developed, and you will have a good relationship and a good time whenever you are with your dog. The second tips and tricks for this week is practice. Practice at home is what brings success. Classes to teach you what to teach your dog at home. Two short periods of training are better for your dog than one long one. We recommend 2 15- to 20-minute sessions each day. And, you know, a lot of times I hear, oh, Michelle, I don't have time to get the training done. I don't have time. What do you want me to do? I don't have time to get it done. If you have 5 minutes, do some training. If you have 1 minute between television commercials or during television commercials, get that dog, get him on a leash, and do some training. It's really that easy, and it's that simple. Practice makes perfect. We've all been told that since we were small children. It goes for dog training as well. The more often you practice your dog training, the more often your dog will be eager to work with you instead of reluctant to work with you. Also on today's show, we are going to be discussing crate training. It's pretty controversial, surprisingly, still in this day and age. A lot of people don't like to use crates. A lot of people think that they are punishment and restricting of their animal, especially with the popularity of humanizing our pets. And what I mean by humanizing our pets is it goes beyond dressing up your pet for a fun little occasion. We're talking about everything about the dog or the cat becomes humanized, as in we're going to make sure that they have painted nails, ride in strollers, when they can still walk and have no reasons to be riding in strollers. When you take the dog's characteristics away and his identity away, it can pose some problems in later in the future for that dog. So today we are listening to Dog Talk Radio on 89.5 FM KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, as well as Dog Works Radio on Blog Talk Radio, dogworksradio.com. And Robert, what was some of the most favorite things that you can recall doing with your dog in the summer? Just one little memory that you can share with us.
Laying on the couch or in the air conditioning.
Laying on the couch or in the air conditioning. So you didn't have a dog that liked to be outside getting out and about. Well, one of my favorite memories with my dogs in the summer was laying by the pool and letting the dogs go swimming. And, you know, they really liked getting out and shaking off all the water all over me and my friends. It was always a good time. We did teach them how to jump off of the diving board and fetch their balls and things like that. It was always a great time watching the dogs swim in the swimming pool. So let's move on to crate training. Do you think that crate training is just for puppies? You would be incorrect. Crate training is for dogs of all ages, all sizes, and all abilities. You want to do crate training to give your dog a safe place to be. One of the best items you could purchase for yourself as well as your dog is the dog crate. This crate can be made of wire, metal, plastic, and or collapsible nylon and mesh. All are easy to clean. This crate can help solve behavior problems, provide safety for your dog, and can become your dog's inside home when appropriate times occur. Such as, think of a crate as your dog's den, his bed, his little home away from home when the house is chaotic and small children are running about and there's too many visitors. What better way to let your dog know that he has a safe place to be, that no one will bother him, but in his crate? It's much safer than putting him in a room where a door could possibly be opened up by mistake and causing your dog to have undue stress. We always train our puppies at Alaska Dog Works in crates. And we do this for a couple of reasons. Not only are our pet dogs trained in crates, but our sled dogs are trained in crates as well. And this is because at some point in their life, they may require to be in a crate or a dog box or a container of some sort that they're not used to being in. And if you start them off by training them in these crates at young ages, like 6, 7, 8 weeks of age, for short periods of time, and keep doing that throughout their lifetime, it helps them not be stressed when they are placed in a crate. For instance, if you have to take your pet to the veterinarian for whatever reason, chances are he's going to be placed into a crate in the back of the veterinarian's office. That can cause your dog added stress on top of the stress that he's already under for whatever injury he is experiencing. So to help alleviate that, it's always a good idea to crate train our dogs. Another reason why you should crate train your dog, for instance, we live in Alaska. If you want to travel to the lower 48 and take your dog with you, what a horrible, scary experience it could be for Fido, who's 3 years old, and all of a sudden he gets placed in a crate and gets carted out to a big, scary, noisy airplane and goes flying at 50, 60,000 feet in the air with all kinds of wind and it's cold and, oh my goodness, where's my mom? That's a scary experience. But if he's in his crate with his favorite blanket, with familiar smells, a small toy, some water and some food, it helps him calm down and not be under so much stress during that flight. Wild canines will secure a small, snugly fitting space to call its own. This space represents security to the dog. In its den, it cannot be attacked or bothered, so it is able to completely relax. We use this instinctive desire for a secure den to make our crate training a very effective training aid, as I just explained. Everyone should ask their trainer or their veterinarian or even the pet store owner about the proper size for your dog. You should not start off with a Great Dane-sized crate for an 8-week-old Great Dane. In other words, a full-size adult crate is not appropriate for a puppy. It needs to be large enough for them to stand up and turn around in without any sides or tops of their bodies touching the sides of the crate. The tail is an exception, but the ears are not. If they have pricked or pointy ears, their ears should have 1 to 2 inches of space between the top of the crate and the top of their ears. That is how you measure a dog for proper fitting size of a crate. There are puppies out there that are so small that the crate size would actually be unnerving for people to want to put them in. We're talking about little tiny puppies such as a Maltese. They're going to go in what would be more like a cat crate, and that is just fine. How do you think the purse dogs were taught to go in those purses and not be afraid? They're put in those purses at young ages and those tote bags at young ages so that they feel secure. Those are the same idea as crates. So how would we go about introducing our dog to a crate? To introduce your dog to its crate, prop the door open and allow the dog to explore the confines of the crate. Placing food or the dog's favorite objects inside will encourage him to step inside. When your dog is comfortable with this, close the door for a few minutes, then let him out and do not make a big deal about letting him out. You could even leave the door open as you're sitting there, making a game out of it. Each time you put your dog in its crate, increase the time it is confined. Both you and your dog should think of the crate as a safe haven, not a prison. Once you have experienced the benefits of crate training your dog, you will question how you ever lived without this wonderful training aid. One of the hardest things that I deal with clients is, well, we tried crate training, but he didn't like it in there. He cried, he scratched, he clawed, he bit, he chewed, he pulled the crate open, he escaped, and so on and so forth. It takes patience, and if you, like anything else you're training your dog to do, it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. So 21 days for crate training. Usually I have my clients use the crate training at the same time that they're doing potty training. This helps the dog learn that when he's in his crate, he doesn't defecate or urinate. When he's taken out of the crate, he is taken out immediately to the yard to use the restroom. And then he can be brought back in the house and play around the house for a little while. Anytime your dog is behaving unruly, you can use the crate as well. But again, this is not a prison. You never, ever put your dog in the crate with an angry voice, an angry tone, or temper. You always take your dog to the crate, tell him what a good boy he is, and ask him to kennel up. Once he's in the kennel, simply shut the door and let him be. Dogs don't understand when they've done something wrong because what they're doing wrong is wrong on human terms, not on canine terms. Some effective uses for your crate would be, it is very effective when house training puppies, as I've just mentioned. Use your crate for timeout, as I just mentioned, but remember, it is not a punishment. A timeout for a dog can be as short as 1 minute and as long as an hour. They cannot tell time. Use your crate as a prevention for your puppy making mistakes when you're not able to watch him. Use your crate while transporting your dog in your vehicle. This is the safest place for your dog, even more safe than having them in a seatbelt or using a pet partition in the back of your SUV. The crate is the safest place for your dog. If you're in an accident, that dog is still contained in his crate. So if a door is opened or part of the vehicle is escapable, he doesn't get out, run into traffic, and cause himself to become injured. Your crate makes a great bed for your dog. If your dog is a chewer, use your crate as a safe place of confinement with some safe toys. Some dogs are finicky eaters. Placing their food in the crate lets them concentrate more on the food. You can use the crate to separate dogs during feeding time as well as people meal times. Shipping your dog by air is much easier if he or she has been taught to use a crate. If your dog is ever in need to stay overnight at a veterinarian clinic, it helps your dog remain calm in very stressful situations. When introducing the crate to your puppy or dog, place it in a quiet area where he or she will not be bothered or startled. This will help with training him or her that their den is their safe place to be. It is very important that if you're crate training a dog or a puppy around children, that the children understand that they should not poke their fingers or their faces into or around the kennel. They should not kick, tap, bump, or poke objects into the kennel either. Anything that elicits fear out of the dog will elicit fear of the crate and cause the dog to become more agitated. Crates are one of the best tools that they have come out with for dog training. And what I'm noticing in the last, two or three years with dog training and dog training complaints is my dog is unruly. I can't get my dog to behave. He won't go in a crate. When I lock him in the laundry room, he scratches the door, so on and so forth. And I always go back to, even if you rescued the dog at an older age, the first thing you should do when you get home is introduce the leash and introduce the crate. You set the boundaries and you set the safe places for the dog to be where he's to be left alone and not bothered, and all comes into place and works out. Wouldn't you agree, Robert?
I totally agree, Michelle.
Okay, that's great. I'm kind of on my own today. So you've been listening to Dog Talk Radio on Radio Free Palmer. It's 89.5 FM and on dogworksradio.com. And I am looking forward to next week. We're going to be enjoying a little bit more warmer weather. And there is an event coming up, the Anchorage Pet Expo that I spoke about last week. Be sure to check that out. If anybody has any questions or topics they would like us to cover, please let us know. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. And that was Michelle Forto hosting Dog Talk Radio here on KVRF 89.5 FM. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m., make sure you check us out on Facebook at DogWorks Radio as well as on Twitter at DogWorks Radio. Send us comments, questions, and concerns for your upcoming shows and topics. We try to answer a question every time here on Dog Talk Radio. Next week, I don't know what's on the plan, but we'll make sure we let our fans know on social media as soon as we do. So until next time, we'll see you later. Goodbye.